Alright. A new recorder. We'll see how this one does compared to the other ones. Still working? I can tell. Yeah, it's still working. Okay. Well. Let's see. Monday morning. It rained quite a bit yesterday. Really wonderful. We always need rain. Now, the problem with the callus is it floods terribly. This place is kind of in a hole, I think. And, as a result of this, even a relatively small amount of rain floods the town. Now, it's been a problem for me, too much. Because I'm walking, I don't have all the problems a vehicle would have. So I can pick where I walk. Cars have to stay on the road. And if the road's flooded, well, there's nothing you can do except just deal with the fact that it's flooded. Today we Joseph's gonna be remote into my computer probably, and we're gonna work on a whole bunch of patches. We're getting an error from something that we installed. And for Banner version 9, so we're having to apply all these patches directly to the database. Makes me a little nervous. Well, we did a clone on Friday, so probably be able to recover from anything that comes up. The world actually gets all our cars on it. A lot more than you'd expect in a town of basically 12,000 people. Trans by. Apparently not much. However, you know, a nice problem. Oh, Thanks a lot of milk. I had cereal this morning, grape nuts, and sloshing around in my belly. That's the exciting things going on. You know, not a whole lot. This weekend I tried to watch some people I would normally have a problem with. First they said, I want to watch that. I haven't seen any male social justice warriors, and you go, it took us some time, but we found one. I think this is interesting because I would figure the whole point of social justice warriors is to be out there, you know, to promulgate their ideas. Of course, it's not really, I'm going to be rude here, it's not really important because, frankly, if you listen to one, you've listened to all of them. It almost seems like they've got this from one script. When you say that you're talking to a reasonable one, you're basically just talking to one that isn't screaming at you. They're saying the exact same thing. And they may be saying it also in the exact same way, you know. You dominate the conversation by shutting down your opposition. You do that by making sure that you accuse the other person of being rude and not letting them say what they want to say, and then about 10 minutes later you figure out that every time you've tried to interject anything at all, they've cut you off. And you go, do I use those tactics? Well, Lisa says I do, and I imagine she's right. And you go, oh, these people are so funny. You go, you know, maybe not. I don't think I am. And yet I probably employ the same tactic. So you need to be careful. This is just a methodology that has worked for them in the past. Of course, we're all kind of attenuated to kind of the whole radio way of doing things. I'm making all these recordings for the last, oh God, How many years?
Several.
I need to go on 10. Anyway, at first I would stop and think. Huh. This is interesting. I've got a big screen out here in the middle of this field. Now I'm finally getting the performance I can actually step on. Wow. Didn't really notice it before. Anyway. You know. It's excuse me, and I'm not saying it's not true. You know, so you always stop talking long enough to formulate your next attack. So I think this comes from a world winner. People really haven't had to defend their ideas particularly. They feel like anybody who doesn't agree with them is attacking them or something, you know, I don't know. When they say conversations, they mean don't say anything, but we both take turns jabbering without really saying anything. And you go, what does that mean? It doesn't contribute to the kinds of things that you hope conversations will do. So they go, I don't want to debate. You know. They're protecting their feelings terribly, you know. And you just get frustrated because you go, I'm not attacking your feelings. I might be disagreeing with what you say, but they take it as a personal attack. You know, how dare you? This is something that I hold dear. And you go, well, what if there's a better way? What if you're wrong? You go, well, so it becomes a big, huge defense mechanism. But, you know, it's difficult, I think, for Lisa and I, because she has to put up with me, who is always constantly analyzing things. Yeah, it's a lot of the critical to what other people are saying, sure. The only thing is that if I agree with them, I'm not critical of them. Sometimes. Just for other things. It's like, ooh, we wouldn't say it that way or whatever. Well, you're always critical. And you go, well, I see no point in just listening to people who I agree with. I said, that's not interesting. You know? Anyway, so, I gotta keep going. It's funny, when I met my wife, she was far more assertive than she is now. And I'm sure if Lisa today met Lisa of the past, they wouldn't even be nice to each other. You know, they'd probably love each other. Lisa the present would go, I don't like her. She's really, you know, she's really pushing. She would go, that was you. You know, there's somewhere where you could put another person's voice, face on it, screw up the voice a little bit so it wasn't recognizable. So that wouldn't be surprised. Plus, it may be true of all of us. We change over time. I used to be, I think I used to analyze this as much as I just didn't say anything when you got me back. Like, you know, one of the biggest sins in the in our culture is to be inconsistent. You know? And the funny thing is, the only way to really approach consistency is simply not to tell people and keep your mouth shut. That may not be a bad thing to do. There's a lot of times when you should weigh a reaction and say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be. I think it's hard. My problem is being too quiet. I need to more actively get engaged. My problem is to stay not engaged. Some people would call it being aloof. They go, he's better than all of us, and some people, what? You don't know. Well, maybe. Not really in a position to make a value judgment on that, I don't know. Do the best I can. But I find myself probably being quiet. Well, I'm not sure. No. No. Excellent. Talk to you later. Bye.